Very well. I have here Jody and Ella and Georgia and Grace from Junior 3 who have been debating all about the gunpowder plot and who was responsible for the gunpowder plot. Now, Georgia and Grace are speaking on one side of the argument and Ella and Jody are speaking on the other. I'm going to give them just about a minute each to talk about their side of the argument, and perhaps you can work out who it is that should be held responsible for the gunpowder plot. Right, so, Georgia and Grace, would you like to tell us your side of the story, please?
We think he's innocent because Mr. Spontold...
Hold on, who's he?
We think Guy Fawkes is innocent. Mr. Spong told us the story.
Yes, which was that... Really, Robert Cecil, the king's head advisor, set them up to the plot because he didn't like Catholics.
And he wanted to get rid of them out of the country. But the king was starting to like them and feel sorry for them.
And he didn't want that, so he wanted to make them look bad by making Guy Fawkes and his team setting them up to the gunpowder plot.
So he told them and he got all the members and he chose the ones that had big money
and
lots of land so that he could get them that land and money, and he took them and he made them do it. So, and then he took
Robert Cecil?
Took Guy Fawkes randomly out of the
because he was a big fighter.
No, he then put him like he gave him this 36 barrels of gunpowder and put it in,
and it made him look bad.
Yeah, and he got 36 because he thought it'd make them look even worse.
And he probably did this to make the king think, oh, these Catholics, they're really terrible if they're trying to blow up me and half of London, because they should have given him one barrel of gunpowder to blow up the king, but to make it look worse, they gave them 36 barrels to make it look like they were wiping out half the city.
Right, I see. So you are saying, and you believe this now, you believe this, so there is evidence... What is the main evidence that...
How would they be able to carry 36 barrels across half of London to get it in and then get it into the cellar?
And also the government owns the gunpowder, so it would have to be Robert Cecil, and he must have given it to them because he really, really didn't like Catholics.
Well, why would Robert Cecil be able to get hold of gunpowder?
Because he's a part of the government.
Right, okay.
One of the Catholics that was captured doing it, he got put into the Tower of London and he died from poison
when it was just him with no food, so he really couldn't.
And one person to look on him,
which would be Robert Cecil. So
suspicious circumstances. Okay, right, let's go to the other side. So this is Jody and Ella, who your claim is that Guy Fawkes is...
Guilty.
Tell us why.
Well, because Mr. Spong told us that he, because the king was being really mean to the Catholics and told them that every Catholic priest should leave the country. So Robert Catesby or something.
Catesby.
Brought up a group to do a gunpowder plot on the king to blow up the king, and so they. They got 36 barrels of gunpowder. We think they got the 36 barrels of gunpowder from France because that's a Catholic country.
And they sailed it to England.
And they brought it under the cellars and they tried to blow up the king. But they Guy Fawkes sent a letter to his cousin. I think it was his cousin who worked in the parliament. So Guy Fawkes told him, don't go to the meeting tomorrow because I'm going to blow the king up. But then he showed the letter to the king and they set out a search to find him and they found him.
Oh, so the evidence points to Guy Fawkes accidentally spilling the beans, as they say, of letting the cat out of the bag, of giving his cousin